Welcome back to the world of cryptos and welcome back to the Crypto Corner. Today, we're going to spend some time in Ethereum 2.0. I'm going to explain to you in a very simple way what Ethereum 2.0 is all about. And to start, we're going to look at the fees. So the fees that you pay when you do a transaction on the Ethereum blockchain. And this year is 2018. In 2018, the fees were fairly low, and then suddenly a project was started called CryptoKitties. Everybody complained about it because the fees went absolutely through the roof. Now that was 2018. How does that same picture look today? If I expand this year to today, then here, this is the little blip with CryptoKitties. The fees that we had to pay because of DeFi not so long ago were significantly higher. And if you consider that we are, how many people are we using the Ethereum blockchain? Let's say 100,000, 200,000, it won't be much more than that. So if 200,000 can already bring the blockchain in regards to fees to a halt, how would that look like if we have got suddenly 20 million people using this chain? It will not be feasible any longer. And that's why, including also some other reasons, a long time ago, the idea of Ethereum 2.0 was started, and it's taking its time. And why? Because coding and programming is not simple. Yeah, if you have got a company like Apple or Google where everything is under one roof, everything is coordinated in a different way. You can have a different type of transparency and also objectives. But if you have got a team of 400 people that are coordinated through something like GitHub, yeah, so this GitHub is where everything happens in regards to Ethereum, then it's very complex. And so everything has to be done very meticulously because we're talking about money here in this case, money transfer. So big mistakes will cost a lot of money, as we've seen in DeFi. And we've got over in the Ethereum current blockchain, we've got over 244 repositories, over 500 people programming. So you can imagine how complex this whole thing is. Yeah, there are many 100,000 lines of code that need to be coordinated. That's why this thing takes so long. Now, looking at the roadmap, this is the roadmap of ETH 2.0. So this is the current chain here. So this is ETH 1.0. That's the Ethereum you and I know. And soon we will have the Beacon Chain, which is the start of Ethereum 2.0. And this year is like the current chain without proof of work, so proof of stake, and you will not have any smart contracts in this phase zero. From there, we will start with smart contracts, but we'll have shards. And shards are like, just imagine it in a very simple way, like sub-blockchains. So you'll have a chain for, let's say, DeFi, you'll have a chain that needs to be secured in a special way. Then you've got a chain for gamers. So when something happens like with CryptoKitties, where suddenly the chain was blocked, it will be only that chain that will be blocked at that time, and the fees will not go through the roof. So there are lots of little improvements coming also along with this ETH 2.0. And the roadmap in detail, this is the one, so we're here today, and we will start soon phase zero. Phase zero means moving away from proof of work to proof of stake, and that's done by having a deposit contract, because you need to secure the network not through miners, so people that are mining, you need to secure it through value. And for that, the deposit contract was now created, and the time is running now until the 7th of December, where then the Beacon Chain will be started. From there, we will then go over to phase zero, and then much later, phase two and phase three. And at this stage here, there will be also no more proof of work. So the current blockchain that you know, ETH.0, will be more or less switched off. That's not possible, I know, but it will not continue. Everything will happen in the new Ethereum 2.0. And for the transition from the current status to phase zero, they created a very good website, launchpad.ethereum.org, where when you want to become a validator, you can get started here, and they'll run you through some questions and so on, and they explain to you what that really means. You will get some money. So for every Ethereum that you stake, So in other words, you put up its security, you'll get some money as a reward. At the beginning, it will be, of course, higher because we're starting, but and over the time, it will go down. And here, this is the status of how far people have committed already to this new chain. We're at 10%. I guess that around the 1st of December, this thing should be filled more or less because all the big whales will be coming in into staking because they get the rewards are not bad at the beginning. So this is Ethereum 1.0 explained, 2.0, sorry, explained in a very simple way. And I hope you liked it and I hope you enjoyed it. And I thank you very much for watching. And I'm looking forward to see you next week again. So thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency markets. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile. So only invest what you can afford to lose.